You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Kids Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Production.
And we are the Diamond Kids.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Diamond Kids Podcast. And we're going to start off with three things we can't live without. Raz, you gonna go first?
The three things I can't live without is my phone, family, and a house. And food. Oh, no. Wait. I don't know. Wait. Yeah, those three things. What's up, y'all? The Diamond Kids back again doing another podcast. So the first talk we're gonna do is five things you can't live without. I'm gonna go first. So one is my phone, house, food, family, and I think that's it.
That's it. Only four.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I was saying. Three was enough.
No, we're doing four.
Go extra.
No.
Four is just an odd number, though. Why would you go with three?
This four makes more sense.
Four is weak.
Easy number. I couldn't make it. I can't take it.
Even, but it just feels weird. Who say?
Oh, I'm glad I captured that.
It's weird to say three.
So she did five.
I know, but five is like a perfect number for listening things. Yeah. Five things I can't live without is food, my phone, my Xbox, and I don't really know. That's why I said three was enough.
Oh, you don't even have an Xbox. Okay, so the second topic we're going to jump into is what is one thing you have accomplished? That's really hard. Okay, so I've accomplished elementary school, and I'm in middle school now. That's the thing I've accomplished and I'm happy about.
Yeah, happy. I'm going to seventh grade.
Barely.
That's the going.
Well, Mom might help you.
You saw me, I took showers like four times this whole week. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a lie.
And Rod, you be taking poops and don't shower.
Okay. At least I took a shower last night, first of all, and second of all.
Me too.
Your room's still dirty, my room clean.
It's not about rooms.
But I'm still cleaner though, to be honest.
Well no, we're talking about who takes more showers.
Yeah, me.
Mm mm.
Uh-huh.
I take way more showers.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I took a shower last night. When was the last time you took a shower?
Yesterday. But then before that, it was four days in a row.
That wasn't yesterday. You didn't take a shower, no, yesterday.
So
when
was that rain when I had to go to get the trash cans up and the whole rain? A week? No, it wasn't. It was on Tuesday. That was yesterday. So I took a shower yesterday. It's Wednesday. So you dirty.
Well, I took a shower last night.
Me too.
No, you did not.
Because last night...
You took a... Wait.
Yeah, on
yesterday,
Tuesday.
It felt like 2 days.
Yeah, you took a shower 2 days ago.
No, I didn't. I took a shower last night.
Like Tuesday.
Mama, didn't I take a shower last night? And I came to the room to moisturize?
Mm-hmm.
At like 1 or 2 in the morning?
Yep, it was like 2:30.
So that was basically today.
So, TJ, you think you the cleanest?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I did today then. Okay, so I'm still cleanest. All right, the first thing, I think TJ, he should stop asking me to do stuff with him. He should actually do it on himself and try to learn to do it. He's always asking Mama for help, even though he hasn't even tried. He need to try harder.
Mm.
And other thing, you need to close your mouth.
Oh, you? what's it called? You need to do the hard work instead of the easy work. Because whenever mama tells us to go cook, you go put on the potatoes, and I got to do the hard work, like make the bacon and stuff.
But then I have to make the eggs, too, so.
That's easy. Eggs is, like, the easiest
thing. No, but you don't know how to make them because you always crack shells in them. I can do better than you.
Well, I'm not that good at cracking them.
Okay, so I do more than you. I'm better at you, so.
They can be the best part, though. You know I'm better at potatoes than you. But you don't let me make them because you take the air fryer and just do it.
Yeah, because you're so lazy. You don't. You take forever to come into mama when she calls you.
Me, I have to take out the trash, and I got to do the dishes, and when I got to put them up sometimes. And Raji, all she do, she halfly wiped down the counters. Like, yesterday, there was a whole counter yesterday she didn't clean and by the air fryer. And she doesn't even sweep the floor correctly. She leaves everything on the floor, everything under the cabinets, and I do all of it.
Wait, first of
all. And when I go tell her to re-clean it, she don't listen to me.
I actually do, first of all.
No, don't.
And
wait,
shut up. Shut up. Let me talk. Okay, so when you tell me do I do, it has to take you a minute, but you don't do it. You don't do it.
Do what?
You annoy me until I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I go sit down or do something, you tell me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Because you're supposed to do it.
But I did, but you're just making excuses because you put it on the floor. And then when I clean the counter off, and I'm done before you, you put water back on it, and that's why I have some stains on it.
Because the dishes, I got to do the dishes.
Okay, then we have to be such a mess.
Well, you want dirty dishes or clean dishes?
You don't have to be such a mess, TJ.
Mm-mm. That's you. You just don't know how to clean correctly.
I do. You just put water back on the counter after I clean it.
No, you. You don't even wipe the air fryer down and stuff like what I'm gonna say.
I like Louis Vuitton and Gucci, but then at the same time I want them new Jordans.
Which one?
I don't know what they're called, but they're like new type of Jordans I saw on TikTok. And then I need a new phone case too.
Nothing small.
Ooh.
She only said one thing.
I know. I'm trying to think. I want a car, but I ain't get that money.
You said clothes. I'm getting me some off-white low tops. With the tag and keeping my tag. They're going to be blue and the red, and they're going to have off-white on them. I like those shoes. But they're like $1,300.
I still don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You wouldn't get like some shoes or anything or a shirt?
Well, I want everything, so.
Pick one.
I can't, because I don't know which one. I want something really expensive, but I don't know what's really misspent. No, ooh, wait. Wait, no. Because, like, I do want that. But I don't really wear watches that much, so. I do want an Apple Watch.
You could get a watch.
But I don't wear watches because I hate this stuff on my wrist.
No, because I don't want to be moving like a snake. Like, everybody, they be shaking. We get that COVID vaccine? I'm not going to get that. Papa said he been feeling bad. I ain't getting that.
Okay. No, because, like, I saw on TikTok the person that, the shot that she got the arm on, it's, like, magnetic. And the arm she didn't, it wasn't magnetic. I don't want to be magnetic. No, like,
ew.
I think so. Like, some magnet chip, something like that. And then they put a magnet on the arm and it snake stick, and there was like nothing on it. Like she rubbed water on it, and that's how you know no one was on it. And then she put a magnet on it and it stick. And then
so
the
that
other.
Means there had to be something in the inside of their arm.
Duh.
Oh, that's weird. I ain't getting no vaccine.
Never. Oh, you did. Do you know what Perkle is?
Who? Perkle?
No, do you know what a Perkle is?
What is that?
That's what someone from California, that's how she said pickle. I'm going to eat this pickle.
Pickles are nice. They be like, hey, baby, let me get a cold drink. Let me get a po' boy or some gumbo. All
right.
And they will be loud. They be really loud.
Real loud. Well, I can impersonate someone from New Orleans. No, Pop, he'd grab you, he'd grip you up. Yeah, tight grip. He's like, ah! And then, and then we give you a huggy.
Squeeze you.
We hold you with a tight grip. And people, and Auntie Landa, she said, "You okay, babe?"
Mm-hmm. She always be saying that. I'm telling her, crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we still love her.
And she can't see at night either.
They ain't gonna roast her like that? There was, she hit, like, bumps or something.
Yeah, she don't know how to drive
at
night.
She hit bumps, so the Yanni had to tell her where to go.
Yeah, the whole time they were arguing about where to go. And, like, she's like, I'm gonna follow the map. They're like, just follow TT, bro, going home. And we went to go get some pie pies. And she's like, you gonna get me some white chicken? Because I don't want white chicken, I want regular chicken.
And then, at the what's it called? The window, she was being crazy. Said,
mm-hmm.
I'm not paying no white chicken for, like $2.
Yeah, $2 more.
And he's yelling at the lady.
Mm-hmm. And she ain't do nothing. They just didn't have no more regular chicken.
Yeah, that white meat. Okay. This is, like, a thing that I would do for, if I have money, though. Because I really don't. If I have money, this is what I would do in the whole package. I would first give them, like, $1 million if I was rich. I ain't rich.
You won't give...
I'm going to give them $1 million. I'm going to let them stay in a hotel for, like, 10 days.
They can buy their own house.
I'm giving them, like, a whole meal. I'm going to give them some steak.
They can buy that with $1 million.
Yeah, but then I'm going to give her more money by spending the stuff on she or he did what was going to do with the money. I'm going to give them, like, I'm going to take them shopping. If they want their hair done, I'm gonna help them go get their hair done or skin their nails. And basically, like, give them, like, a spa day or something like that.
Well, I'm not going to target one person. I'm going to go for multiple people. So I'm going to get me, like 30 pizza boxes of pepperoni and cheese. And I'm going to get me 100 Big Macs and some fries. I'm going to put it in a box, and I'm going to pass it out to everybody.
Well, if I had money like that, then I would do it to, like, at least people I know. Not know, but, like, people I see on the streets that are poor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm giving everybody a Big Mac. They get some pizza, maybe a pizza box, and
you
some
cheap
fries.
On them. You cheap on them.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Well,
I'm not spending $1 million. I don't got $1 million.
Well, I'll at least give them, like, $100,000, something like that.
Why not invest that $1 million?
What are you talking about?
I think I will learn how to drive because I'll be playing this driving game on VR from the PS4. But it's like VR. It's like virtual reality. So, and I'm really good at driving. Well, not racing, but driving, I'm good. So I think I will learn how to drive first better than I do.
Well, obviously.
I'm not finished. I will get me like a BMW M4 as my first car.
Is you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, he would drive first because he is older than me, and he'll get his license first.
Mm-hmm.
So that does make sense if he gets license first. And the car I want, I don't even know.
You gonna get you a Toyota Corolla?
I don't even know. I don't even know cars like that.
Well, you gonna get you a Honda? You gonna get one of pop out cars?
No. Well, I do want that little thing on the screen thing.
What thing on the screen?
It's like a screen thing.
A Tesla?
No, not the. It's like a screen on the,
She wants her 10-inch screen.
Yeah.
That's what Teslas have.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her pop-ups. But I want a really fast car.
That's pretty fast.
Well, can you help me find the car? Because I don't even know.
Yeah, me and that help you. I can get you something cheap.
Okay. My favorite ride of all times is Batman. And why? Because I like the loop-de-loops. The seats are kind of comfortable. I don't know why. This is the kind of.
Oh, yeah. You got to hold them. They shock you from up top.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like those seats.
And they make sure you click. Because, if you don't feel no click, you dying.
At first, I was scared because he didn't meet last.
And like, at the ride, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm like, you moving it up. I'm like, I don't even get my stuff on correctly.
Yeah, and click to know you good.
Yeah, I was real scared. I thought he was going to start it and I was going to fall out.
Oh, and hang on. Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Mm-hmm. I agree
Never.
With you. Never.
I'm
going to
pee.
Seen...
Like, you
go,
if someone was under there, they would be able to some drip drops, even though it's not raining.
But the one thing I will get on, The ride I would get on is Mr. Freeze. That's my favorite ride.
That too.
It's scary, but I like that ride.
I'll try if we go there. We're probably not because, like, COVID and stuff.
Raji. That was Raji.
Well, yeah, I'm scared.
Remember
okay?
She sat with Erica's parents?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sat down with Riri and stuff.
I was scared.
And we all went. I was sitting next to Nivea. It was real scary. I know, but I saw, like, a little bit of the grass, though. I saw a little bit of the grass. That's what I saw.
You saw a light before you went
out? And I remember us going down for a little bit, and then I don't remember that much. Ow.
They get to the mic.
I am right here. Yeah, I remember us falling back down.
I don't think you rode that ride.
You don't think? I remember going back down. Like, you know how when you go back up? When we were going back up front, that's what I remember.
The next topic we're doing is what does our parents do when we're watching a movie? That every time, like, it's like an hour past and you already knocked out all your.
Yeah.
Oh, and.
He's a thaw movie.
And then he be drooling. He be like, he'd be some bubble in his mouth. He be like, he'd
he
never mind.
Spitting.
Yeah, he be spitting
mm-hmm.
on mama.
Nasty. He's like, he be gargling.
And then.
You know, you be gargling wet cream.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's nasty. Yeah, one thing mama does, she always doing homework. I don't know how she be working and watching a movie at the same time. It don't make sense. Like, she could be doing, like, an essay and watching, like,
Injustice
League or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she do it.
Can I say one thing from mama?
They give us too much work. I don't like doing homework. Like, when I'm done with my work and I got to do more work, I don't like doing it. I don't like writing essays. I hate writing essays. And just writing in general. I don't like doing that. Reading's okay. I don't really like reading that much. When it reads to me, I'm good. But I don't really like when I have to read it from, like, a book or online. And what's a good one?
One thing teachers would do, where, like, when they help, this is, like, not online, it's in, like, actual school. They would, when they try to bend down to, like, get the answer one of the questions from the children, they be putting their booty in their faces. Their booty stinks.
I know. They be talking to another student, and they just be bending down. Like, whoa, what are you doing?
And then they be having their hot breath. Like
teacher breath.
Morning breath
God.
/ coffee breath
mm-hmm.
in our faces. And then the lunch food is just nasty. Like, they need to do better. We need mama in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us gumbo.
That's some spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Instead of doing, like, writings, I could be helping mama cook for these kids. And other thing that the teacher does, okay, so I hate just walking in line because people be slow. They be walking slow.
Oh,
I
walking
like
just in
like,
line?
Yeah.
I hate walking in
well,
line.
It is better to do that instead of, like, running in the hallways, but, like, they at least could, like, let us go there by ourselves because, like, well, a little bit, if people were responsible because, like, no kids are responsible in elementary. They all dumb. But, like instead of walking in lines, people are slow, and then I'd be stepping on their shoes, they'd be stepping on my shoes, and then they sometimes they stink, they smell like booty.
Yeah, I hate walking behind the weird kids. Because,
like, you get a whiff of that sweatiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh.
After recess, especially,
mm-hmm.
or gym. Mm-mm.
And then, I'm not going to say specific, but one of the teachers from art class, she's so mean. She was like, she would yell a lot. It was annoying. And I hate when teachers, like, yell at one person. Or, like, when they look over your shoulder when you're doing a test. And then they say something like, don't forget to read the question all the way because you guys are getting, I see some of y'all getting it wrong. Like, she reads some of our questions and she knows that it's wrong. She basically is pointing it out to us instead of saying it to us. Okay, I'm done.
All right. I'm being Naruto. Mm-hmm. Especially being Naruto. Naruto's cracked. Be one of the best anime people ever, besides Goku, because Goku's good.
Alright, so my movie is Avengers. I want to be Wonder Woman because, like, she's the bomb. While we were watching the Avengers. Well, what's the Avengers? The one that we were watching a lot, like, a few weeks ago?
It was Justice League.
Oh, Justice League. We were watching that. I think I like Wonder Woman better. No, wait, Superman. I don't like Superman.
No, Superman's bad. I don't like him. He'd be hitting people.
Okay, so, well, yeah, I'm going to say Wonder Woman, because She I like her.
She was blocking bullets with her fist and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Mm-hmm, that was
real cool. And she can multitask.
Yeah, slow motion. Yeah, she was dodging. She was like hitting with her wrist, like hitting her wrist together.
And then she would blow someone away, be like, ah, oh, bye.
Mm-hmm, with her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I did like Superman was one.
And Black Lightning. Yeah, that's how you do me. And Black Lightning. I would shut up. I would be what's her name?
Jennifer.
Uh-huh. Because she has more power than her dad.
Yeah, she's like she got power the same powers as his dad, yeah. as her dad.
Well, she can
and
she's
she
like,
got better powers because she can recharge.
She's well, her dad's like, mom. What was it? Her dad. She can like conductor. Yeah, she's a conductor to her dad. Her dad's the what's it called?
Is she like a battery? She can recharge him.
Mm-hmm. And he was dead because some dude.
He had no more power. He was stealing all the power from the. From the city.
Yo, Khalil kicked them really, really hard. And then Jennifer, she was like really, she was crying. She was holding his chest. And then she thumped him.
Mm-hmm.
With some lightning. Well, I don't know what it was, but.
So what's the worst character
in the game? What's his name?
Tobias?
Yeah, Tobias. I
hate the bald dude. He's like.
Tobias.
No, the agent. What's his name?
Agent Odell.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Agent Odell. Well, I like him, but I hate him at the same time. But then Tobias, I don't really have a problem. Well, I have a problem with him, but like.
Yeah, nobody like him. No. But now he locked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he looking old. He looking ugly, rusty, and dusty.
He look like a chicken nugget. He burnt. It's like when they uncook. Peel all the skin off the chicken nugget, and you look in the inside like a McDonald's chicken nugget. So you peel the skin off.
And chicken tender.
Mm-hmm. Just chicken, not no chicken, no fried chicken.
Leo's spine out.
Yeah,
he put a track on someone's brain,
mm-hmm.
someone's head. Okay, we done. All right, guys, this is the last topic we're gonna do. Okay, so the last topic is, what is one word we can't go a day without saying? I say a lot with everything of ending, like.
No, I say that.
Like,
what
I do? Like, something like that.
It was
and then I got it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really got it from TikTok, because TikTok said it, and you got it from TikTok.
No, I didn't get it from TikTok.
Yeah, you did. Stop lying. It was some dude, he got in trouble, and some teacher was saying, the teacher was telling him, go to office, like, what I do?
I did get it from TikTok. Yeah, this one dude does, like, you know, you put the eyes and the mouth on TikTok over, like, an animal,
mm-hmm.
or, like, a fruit or something,
it was actually
or anything, or a picture.
Actual video. Like of some kid getting in trouble. And
oh, yeah, I've seen that. But I've seen these one TikToks. They put eyes and mouths over, like, animals or
mm-hmm.
something or objects.
Yeah.
And they talk as it, like.
Like if some fish get caught and you finna kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I do?
Yeah, what I do?
Hey, say something else.
One word I can't go what I was saying is, huh? But I don't really say it that much. It's like mostly me, Diane, Raji. We all say, huh? Like when we hear somebody.
No, you won't
like,
say it like that. Huh?
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
I know that's too loud, though. Like,
okay.
I don't even say it that way.
Well, that's how Daddy says it. We got it from him. He was the original.
Yeah, when you hear somebody, but you don't really got answer for it or anything.
You guys, you got to say it again, and then you answer the question. Huh? We just.
And then you answer it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we out. Bye.
Why you say it like that?
I don't know. I ain't know what to say. All right, guys, we out of here.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Diamond Kids Podcast.
With my bank, yeah, I'm signing. I like those Balenciaga, the ones that look like that. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving others wrong, I do what they say I can. They call us peace, love, banging, party. My feet, music, I do Molly, hotter than a stuff. Molly, the kill, the Rari. Hop in the suit, jump in the coupe. They dancing on top of the roof, listen to songs as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. Told that kid I'm sorry though, sell my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call us KB, I run this all like Cardi.
Radio.
Yeah. Diamond District in the jazz.
Jazz. Like it like that.
Certified, you know I'm there.
I said I like it like that.
Drop the top wind in the hair.
I said I like it like that.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at Endorphin Factory. USA.com.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on WeTalk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to WeTalk Radio Network.